The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, March 13, 1977. It's Music Time in Africa. And hello there, friends. This is Sue Moran, welcoming you back to Music Time in Africa, our weekly show featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The recordings I've selected for today are the traditional songs and dances of the Ganda in the country of Uganda in East Africa. The music will also include instrumental pieces played on traditional instruments. I'm sure you'll enjoy the program, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. In ancient times, at the beginning of written history in East Africa, there was a number of Bantu kingdom states established around the northern, western, and southern shores of Lake Victoria. Ethnographically, one of the most famous among these states was Buganda. It was perhaps the largest and the most powerful kingdom state at the time of the arrival of Europeans, and characterized by territorial rule of a paramount ruler, chosen from among the members of a royal kinship group. By the 18th century, Buganda had taken shape and had begun a period of expansion. And by the end of the 18th century, the ruler of Buganda, the Kabaka, had sufficiently subdued a number of neighboring kingdoms. It took many campaigns and constant journeys for the reigning Kabaka to quell rebellion and to keep the kingdom together. But the Kabaka continued to strengthen Buganda by rewarding loyalty with favors, ordering executions, transferring subordinate subchiefs, dividing districts, and contracting marriages of convenience. Actually, the word Buganda means the same as Uganda, which is a Kiswahili word meaning the country of the Ganda people. Coastal Kiswahili was the language of trade and exploration, and the destination of traders and explorers was the land of the Kabaka, Uganda. Traditionally, the Ganda did not live in villages in the sense of closely grouped clusters of dwellings. They lived rather in family households with their banana gardens and other cultivated plots around them, usually out of sight of their nearest neighbors. A village in the sense of the smallest political and social unit was a group of households known as a kyalo, spread out over a low hill which was separated from other hills by swamps. This was the settlement pattern for all Buganda in those days. Buganda was also a centralized state, and the capital of the Kabaka was the heart of the state. With the Kabaka at his palace were his court, his officials, and chiefs and subchiefs, who paid tribute and received orders. The capital of the Kabaka, which moved from hilltop to hilltop for administrative and political reasons, always remained in the vicinity of Kampala, which of course is the capital of Uganda today. Music, musical instruments, and self-adornment were the most notable forms of traditional artistic expression. The Ganda were always considered to be the best drum carvers, and the most important and elaborate drums were the royal drums, executed by skilled artisans. The royal drums played an important part in the rituals of the royal courts in the past. Limited in number and very ornate, they were made of hollowed-out tree trunks, encased in cowhide, and lavishly decorated with cowrie shells. Each drum had its given name and was used only for a few special occasions, such as the coronation or death of a king, or the announcement of war. Considered sacred, royal drums were kept in a temple where a guard was always in attendance. At the crowning of a new king, the skin was changed and sacrifices were made. In this first recording of Gonda music, made a number of years ago, six royal drummers, known as Entenga, play a set of 15-tuned cone-shaped drums that were kept in the courtyard of the Kabaka's palace. Four drummers play three drums each of the main set of 12 drums, while two others play a set of three bass drums. Entenga, six drummers playing the Kabaka's sacred royal drums. Music and dance were always an important means of self-expression and played an important role in daily life in the kingdom state of Buganda. The ruling Kabaka had many bands formed in different parts of the kingdom and representing many clans. Some of the bands were always in attendance at the palace, being called from their assigned villages by the Kabaka to come to live for several months at the palace. Even though drums were the most important instruments in Buganda, there was a rich variety of percussion, stringed, and wind instruments. Trumpets, both end-blown and side-blown, were made from gourds and animal horns, and were commonly found in the royal bands. The Gonda used both side-blown and end-blown flutes, played an ensemble with three, four, or more players. The end-blown flutes were by far the most common, known as ndere flutes. I have a recording here with a flute ensemble in one of the Kabaka's royal bands. Three ndere flutes, accompanied by four drums, play a special song for the Kabaka, warning the young king against taking risks on Lake Victoria by going out in canoes which might easily overturn.
Thank you.
In addition to the royal drum ensembles and the flute bands in Buganda in the old days, there were also string orchestras attached to the ruling Kabaka's household. These instruments included different types of zithers, harps, bowl lyres, and tube fiddles. The harps were carefully made and closely tuned instruments of 8 strings, often used to accompany solo singing. The bowl lyre was usually used in ensembles, and the tube fiddle was a simple instrument of 1 string, played with a bow and used for light music. In this recording, made back in the early 1950s, Temusewo Musaka, probably the best known musician in Buganda at that time, famous for the clarity of his singing and for the playing of his 8-string harp, sings a story that took place in a previous Kabaka's royal household.
Bamutama kengalo bitundu kangulula nasolo ganga olwamutama kengalo jeza jeza bijama nasolo ganga hekemba mulire ngalo bitundu ulire ngalo tegere zinkuba abange kabaka walugembe jalya mingo nasolo ganga abange ulire walugembe jalya namara nasolo seba abafu ulire ngalo jeza jeza bijama tegere zinkalo kitanga wenda bekirunje ninda bitanga nimara sima zono wenda bekirunje ninda bitinga nimara njagala kitanga wenda bekirunje ninda buhuntu Nasolo ganga hakendo kogere ngalo jazali zitu Yechari chakavi mwami hichari chakavi jatamia kanka baba Nanyini mwamu wafu unzokwale kwa rakali kama nyaji baba Zakaloke kamu mwami horangi dedokeru lena kana nangi Zina itawani wafu hina itawana hali musungu baba Nikwe kato salama kese shankubulire jatamia kanka jichu Nanyini mwamu wafu unzokwale kwa rakali kama nyaji ulire ngalo Banda kina kishin kubulira damu bawe gana Kalirisi ngalo vazite mako Ingalingalingalingali kumi jetegereze ngalu kitango lwengalingalingalingali ziri abange mulabe ngalu gweno kira bulungi nkize ngali kumi zabange nyama kitango kwankira obugagga nkize ngali nene uliri ngalu wange ngalu jezali mundu mulaba abandi mukubye omuggo nibamulekere ngali zirya kitange bandi mutamye ebigeri nibamulekake ngali ebitundu dabano kyemba mulira abange mundabe ngalu jezali kitange kyono kyokola omwami ekyono kyokola ekigambo ekyomwange nanyini mwamwavu okwale kwalakalika walugembe jalye mingo nasolo ganga abange mandabe walugembe jalya lamula tegereze ngalo kyemba bulire ngalo jezali ezabinyama banange ndabye bwembala bulwe ngalo ebitundu ezabinyama tegereze ngalo bazitemako obawegana kalirete ngalo bazitemako Ngalingalu gangu hulang nasulu njini ganga haba mutema kengalu haba fwe ulire ngalu tegeri zingalu wengkula bulon kira bulon jimki zingali nini ezabi jama haba zire mako owa wengkui zingali ziri ya tegeri zingalu haba zizama
You're listening to Music from Uganda, featuring the musical instruments and songs and dances of the Ganda, as they were performed during the time when the region was the most powerful kingdom state called Buganda and ruled by kings known as Kabaka. The selection you just heard was played on an 8-string horizontal harp. Besides the many types of zithers, harps, lutes, and fiddles, the Ganda had a bowl lyre that was frequently played in ensemble with other string instruments, even though it was occasionally used as accompaniment as a solo instrument. It had 8 strings stretched over a bowl covered with a lizard skin. In this recording, which is really a collector's item now, 2 musicians play 8-string lyres called Endongo and sing an old love song of Buganda.
Ba mbadde sibabuli dekamba bulire ndi nawe mamba dekamba tendire omukisa gwabe mamba dekamba bulire banange ndi nananjagala
Ngala gabe byalo Mulabo wenki marina ebirko Ngala gabe byalo
kangutendire ndina nimnange Uwinga byali mumengo ndina nanjakala Yare mabangi ndikamba tendire ndina nimnange ndikamba bulire ndina no mamba Kendi fwane kamo inda si himfu zandari Na yoku singa ndekera batu wanti nga beba karaba sebu Ne chegereza kina karaba bingi Umoyo kumto yangadha kabaka Mudide kya wana kukwate yangadha Umugeyo mugeye yangadha ulira Chevanda ilu mugeyo yangadha Gwenjo gedeko ulira wena moraba Nakito kumugeye na ye Yandara ulira Maito mbamba kwenzi ringana Yeka izi kwen kumoyo Umama Kono wenkima Baita bangi kwenzi ringana Wenkima siya nongo ulira Nibamubulira nawakana Nibamutendera nawuba Ndigenda n'omubi kase yanjagala Bade wange gwendiringana yandagala ulira Basajja bannange embeera kimbugwe ulira bwennama Munyoli yandikutte ku mamba nandi mukubye ulira yandagala wakiri okumukulamu abali bwag'oluberera Yangadha ulira omunyolo okumukuba amalibu oginya muginye kyekyabwe ekyeggwanga Kwata kemanyi bwe buliddwa bukuma omukwata n'emmamba gy'olifoolaga Yangadha ulira tomukwata byalinga nga muwayira Yangadha
In addition to the royal drums, the flutes, and the stringed instruments in the bands of the Kabaka in the old kingdom state of Buganda, there were at least seven different types of xylophones being used at that time, each varying in construction, in the method of playing, in the number of notes, and in tone. The craftsmanship of making xylophones was perfected over many centuries, each generation having handed down its secrets by personal instruction. The 12-note madinda, played by Ganda musicians, for example, is a loose-note xylophone. This type usually consists of carefully tuned wooden slats laid on two fresh banana stalks. Sometimes the wooden keys are loosely fastened by a cord to the base of the instrument. The number of notes may vary from 12 to 22 keys and played by as many as six persons at a time. The moisture and the softness of the banana stalk is essential to give the instrument its beautiful tone. This next recording is quite a good example of a 12-note madinda, xylophone of the Ganda. Thank you. That selection was the 12-note Madinda xylophone of the Ganda, in the country of Uganda, played just as it had been decades ago, in the palace courts of the kings in old Buganda. Here is an historical song by a group of Ganda people, led by an elderly woman who claimed she was present at the coronation of a former Kabaka, the king of the old kingdom state of Buganda. For our final number today, I'd like to play another xylophone tune for you. It's an old recording featuring the 12-note Madinda, accompanied by 5 drums in a medley of 2 instrumental songs. Thank you. And that's it, dear friends. Time to go again. I hope you enjoyed today's program featuring traditional music recorded in the palace courtyard of the Kabaka of the old kingdom state of Buganda in the country of Uganda. I'll be back, of course, next week at the same time, and I'll have music for you played by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. Join me then, won't you? This is Sue Moran saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.